Okay. We are on the bottom of the top of Kufrin and Gimel Manalath, the top line. Okay, remember today, we're doing this daf now. Tomorrow's daf will be done later this afternoon. Menachem's going to do it before Mincha at 5:30. That'll be tomorrow's. And then, Beth Hashem, the next time we meet on the web will be Thursday night. Right, Thursday night. We're going to be doing some Gedalia's daf. It will be Thursday night. That'll be the end of Shabbos. And Beth Hashem, we'll be doing daf Beis of Erevin that night. Anybody listening, we're finishing Shabbos a little late, but starting Erevin a little early. Next Thursday night, after some Gedalia, we will have the shir. Okay. Top line of Kuf Nun Gimel Amin Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Pari Rav Shmuel Bar Shei, Lester Shei Derav. May hespedo shall Adam nikar in ben olam habahu imlav. From the hesped of a person, we know in halacha, a hesped is very important. For a eulogy is very important at a ptira, where it talks about one has to be very medactic about what he says. Your halacha is about how much you're allowed to exaggerate, if any, a little bit. Your exaggeration is allowed. But either way, a hesped is a very crucial point for the niftar. So from a hesped of a person, it's nikar if he was a ben halama bar or not. Meaning if people are getting into it and they realize and they're crying and you can see that they were very moved by hearing about his life, so then that shows that he's a ben halama bar. Aini, is this really true? V'amar le rav l'shem rav Shmuel bar Shelas, achim behespeda dehasim keimna. Achim, from the word cham, to make hot. Achim behespeda. Be mechameim. Bring everybody to make it a moving eulogy. Get everybody into it. To hasam keimna, because I'm going to be there. So you see that Rav told Rav Shmuel that he's going to be there. So, and he gave him special instructions to make sure it's a moving hesped. We're talking about Rav here. So what do you have to give him special instructions for? Obviously, he was a ben olam haba. And obviously, people were going to tell by the hesped that he was a ben olam haba. So what do you have to give special instructions for? So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha, hadu b'chamulei v'achim, hadu b'chamulei v'lo achim. No, the point is that you have to give the moving hesped mimanavshach. Are people going to be moved by it? And are people going to be crying? So that determines whether he's a ben olam haba or not. The maspid has to do what's incumbent upon him. He has to give the moving hesped. Whether people are affected by it and react to it, that is the reflection of whether he's a ben olam haba or not. There's a interesting point I saw in a number of places. I saw it one in the Eitz Yosef. It's one of the Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov. So it says here, he's medayik in one word in the Gemara. Achim behespeda the hasim ka'imna. Make the hesped moving, because there I am ka'imna. Ka'imna is, if you would translate that into Hebrew, standing. Hey, it's okay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be standing there. So he quotes from other sources that ba'olam hazeh, a tzaddik, we always go up and up in level. A tzaddik holech mi madrega la madrega. When a person dies, then they're omeid. They're not holech anymore. They're omeid. And they stand. So how do they move? How do they move afterwards? How does the neshama have an aliyah? Right? What does that mean, have an aliyah? So the answer is, when they, the neshama, causes mitzvahs to be done still in olam hazeh, that still causes the neshama to move. And that's like when a son says Kaddish, that's a tremendous aliyah for the neshama. When somebody who the nifter had taught Torah to learns Torah. Whenever there's a schus, that's why actually in Yonah Diyoma, that's why it says that all neshamas are judged every year in Yom Kippur. What they do, that they were judged last year, they haven't done anything for 12 months. The answer is no, they have done anything, any mitzvahs that they've caused. Rachman al-Islam, the opposite, they're judged for that every year. So says Rav to the maspid, Achim Baspeda, give a moving hesped, I'm standing there, and I don't want to be standing. I want people to be inspired by my life. I want people to make sure to take messages, and therefore I'll be able not to be omed. I'll be able to be ola and holech. That's why Hasam Kimna, I'm going to be standing there, and I don't want to be standing there. I want to be moving there. And therefore, make sure that people should get inspired. To say that Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his will, he didn't even call it a will. He didn't call it a tzava. It was called a bakasha. L'shitasa Rav Shlomo Zalman. But yeah, in Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said the only thing that you're allowed to do is to talk about me, which would inspire people to do better in life. That's the specific instructions he gave. And that's the point of a hesped. But that's achab hespedet the hasab ke'imna, so therefore I don't have to be koyim, I can be moving. Interesting point based on one word of the Gemara. So Amar Abaye Rabba, Kagon Mar Desani Le Kulu Pupadisoi, Manachab Hespeda, says Abaye to Rabba, everybody in the Pupadoi hates me, so who's going to give my hesped? Nobody likes me. So Amar Le Mistai At Rabba Barachanan. You and Rabba Barachanan are enough. Why they hate him? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum Demochach Lehu Bemila Deshmaya. He used to give him Musar. is to give him mussar and rebuke them in Mili Deshmaya in Ruchnias, you know, so that's why they hate him. It's obvious, Rashi isn't quoted here. But the idea is based on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kufhei. The Gemara says, Amar Abaya. Abaya, is he involved here? Interesting, and I noticed that. Abaya is the one talking there in the Gemara in Ksubas. Abaya is the one that says that he was hated in Pupadisa. Abaya says in Ksubas, Hi, servant may rabbanan de merachim and lebede masa, that rabbi who his community loves, la bishop de maili tvei, doesn't mean he's such a great rabbi, if everybody loves him. El bishop de lo muchach lubil de shmai, doesn't give him enough musr. They give enough musters, that's why he's law. But you know, rabbi can't be everybody's best friend. You know, he's gotta, right? This is in Yonat Shabbat Shuva, Yonat Yoma. Shabbat Shuva, not just Shabbat, it's the week of Shuva, right? So I'm still allowed to say it today. So that's exactly the point. So it's like Abaya, same person, says that, you know, sometimes a rav has to stand up for what his principles and what he believes in and not be worried about what people are gonna think. So that's what the Abaya says, who's gonna give my hesped? It says rab, you and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. That'll be enough. Once we're talking about it, who is the Ben Olam Haba? Amarlei va'aznecha tishmana davar reyacharecha lemar. Your ears will hear something said after you, figuratively after your life. Lemar is saying people will say after you die, zeh aderech luchubo. This path that this man went into, this woman went into, follow that path. Kitayminu v'chitas milu. When they went right or left, follow their path. That's a Ben Olam Haba. When people start using you as a model to tell other people what type of life to live. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kol Shadas Rabboseinu Nocheimenu. If the Das of the Rabbanan are Nocheh from you, from your life, that also is a simin that you're a Ben Olam Haba. Again, if you put together all the sayings and shas of Ben Olam Haba, it's probably about 50 of them, right? So make Gula Litzfila, Ben Olam Haba, say Ashrei 3 times properly a day. And every one of them has a message for us. There are maybe different paths, different ways to get to Olam Haba. So there, and we don't call Yisrael Yishlof Chelak Olam Haba, but every portion is different. We try to do our best. Last skinny line: V'savavu b'shuk hasoftim. This is the same parak in Koheles of yesterday that we darshened about every part of the body when it becomes older. V'savavu b'shuk hasoftim. The softim will go around the shuk. B'nei Galila Amri asei dvarim l'fnei bitascha. The people of Galila used to say, "Do things asei dvarim. Do things." So that, if they add in some words here, so that people will say nice things about you, lifnei mitascha, in front of your mita, in front of your coffin, meaning do things in your life so that people will have what to say in front of your mita. B'nei Yehuda amri, asei dvarim lachar mitascha. B'nei Yehuda used to say a similar phrase, but they said lachar, behind, instead of lifnei. And the word says, below pligi, marki yasrei, marki yasrei. There's no machloka, the question is, there are different minhagim about where the maspid would stand at a levaya. Would he stand lifnei ha'aron or la'achar ha'aron? But either way, it's the same message that Galila and B'nai Yehuda wanted to get across, and that is, our life should be one that, kind of even a selfish way to look at it. You want yourself to have a good hesped, and therefore act well in life, so therefore people will be maspid you properly. Okay, there's more, but we'll save it for now. Tanan Hasa, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, do tshuva one day before your death. And obviously the Gemara is going to say, we don't know what that day is. Sh'alu Tamidav Ezer Balazav, Chi Adam Yodeya Ezehu Yom Yamus, does a person know when is his day? Amar Lahen V'kal Shekein, Yashuv Hayom, Sheba Yamus L'machar. Yeah, that's exactly the point. Exactly the point. Every day has to be a day of tshuva. V'nimsa kol yom b'tshuva. Right, as I mentioned yesterday in Shal Shudis, right, the story of Rav Sadigo, and every day of his life, he had a greater hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, therefore, that demanded a greater thankfulness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're unbelievable. I didn't realize yesterday how great you are. Right? So every day is a day of tshuva. V'yav Shlomo Amar B'chachmaso, also Shlomo said, B'chol eis yu b'gadecha luvanim. All of your times, all of your days, your clothing, which your midos, your personality should be white. V'shemar arosh chayech, so you should never lack oil on your head. Amar B'yachan Menzakai, Mashal, Yochanan Ben Zakkai is a mashal based on this pasuk. L'melech shezimin es avadav l'suda. A king that a mashal is going to teach us that we always have to be ready. A king that's mezamein his servants for a suda, for a meal. V'lokav alahem zman. And the king announced, everybody's invited to my house, and I'll call you when I'm ready for you to come. He didn't tell them when the meal's going to be. Pichin shabahen. So the smart ones, kishtuas atzman. They got dressed. They took a shower. They got into their Shabbos clothes and they waited. V'yashua Pesach Beis HaMelech, right? They waited at the door. Amru klum chasukal Beis HaMelech. Is the king missing anything? It's going to take him a long time to get ready? Of course not. Whenever he decides, he's going to bring it right away. So we better be ready, always. Tibshin Shabahan. But the foolish ones amongst them, Hachulam Alachtan, they went to work. Amru Klumi Suda Balatarach. Right? Is there ever a Suda where you don't put a amount of Tircha in and you don't have to schlep and to prepare? But Pitom, so all of a sudden, right, they're at work, they're not ready, they're not showered, they're schwitzing. Pitom, all of a sudden, Bikei Shemelach HaSavadav. All of a sudden the king says, okay, I'm ready. So the ones that were the ones that were smart and they got ready beforehand, went in, they were ready, they all went in. And the tips of the foolish ones had to go. The king says, you have to come. But they were all dirty. They weren't showered because they thought that they had plenty of time. The king was happy to see the pikhim and he was very angry at the tipshim because he realized that they didn't take his word so seriously. Omar halalush kesher das masuda, and he said to them, those that decorated themselves, those that were ready for the suda, yeshvu v'yochlu v'yishtu, should sit and eat and drink. Right? We know that the Rambam describes, based on the Gemara, that the olam haba is tzaddikim yoshvim, v'nenim yizav shechina. There's no literally achila jasiya, but at least this is the mashal. Yeshvu v'yochlu v'yishtu. Halalush lo kishtu asman l'suda. Those that were not makashi themselves, ya'amdu v'yiru. They could stand and see, but they won't take part in the suda. Just a minor revision of this story. Chasnos Rabbi Meir, B'shem Rabbi Meir, Omer, afhei nira kimishamshin. I know, he doesn't like the mashal, because in the mashal, even if you're standing right by the meal, that's still a position of kavod. It's like you're servicing, you're being mashamshin the people that are eating. So I don't like the mashal, yeah.
What does he mean?
Yeah.
What does he mean?
Ba'af olam habab? Tzadikim yoshvim ba'ochlim v'sham omdim v'ro'im. They stand there, they don't get to take part. They don't get to take part, meaning maybe they want to take part, right? Other people say that they're different mishalim of Olam Haba. Some say it's a base medrash. So if you like learning, so then it's good. And if you don't like learning, so then, you know, that you still have to be in the base medrash all day. But here it seems otherwise. Here it seems like everybody wants to, but you have to stand there, but you don't get part. But Rabbi Meir is about to say he doesn't like that. Because even if you're standing there and you don't take part, that's still a good thing. At least it's still, from the outside, it looks like that you're involved. Ela elav elu yoshvin, but really no, even more. They're able to sit down. But halalu ochlen vo halalu ra'even. Halalu tsosiv halalu tsameyin. It's even worse. It seems like you're more involved, but you don't get to participate. Shneimar, right, there's one thing if you don't get invited to a party. If you get invited to a party and they say you can't take part in it, right, you're not allowed to eat anything once you're here, maybe that's even worse. Because you're there and you smell the wonderful delicacies and you can't take part in it. Oh, that's even worse. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Komar Hashem, hinei avada yochelu v'atem tiravu. My servants will eat, and you'll be hungry. My servants will sing, and you will scream from hardness of the heart. Okay, so that is the mashal given in the Gemara to give us a mashal to prepare for Yom Hamisa, right? Just like it says in Pirkei Avos, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misa Secha, because you always have to be ready. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Suda, right, we believe that that Ptira is a haschala, right? It's not a gemar. It's a haschala. It's a starting, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us to the suda. So whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us to the suda, we have to be ready, and that's why we have to make sure there's never a day in our life that goes by that we do something wrong. Even though it says in the Gemara, in Yonah Diyom, at this time of year, if you didn't ask somebody forgiveness the whole year, at least at Bayer of Yom Kippur, you have to. So there are certain standards that we have to come to Bayer of Yom Kippur. And this week, the week before Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah, but there really should never be a day of our life that goes by if there's something that we really want to do and want to do tshuva on, and we should push it off. Dover Acher, last line. B'chol eis yu b'gadecha levanim. All of your days, your clothing should be white. Elu tzitzis. V'shem and arosh chal yachzar, elu tefillin. So another drasha for the pasuk. The begadim referring to white, the tzitzis, and the oil referring to tefillin. Some achronim say from here that maybe this is a makar that tefillin should be all white. You know, we mentioned in the past the makar for the lines, the black and blue lines, that's Rashi Rambam, the simon of tcheles. But at least the beged, interesting, the Gemara picks on the beged. You don't focus so much on the beged, you focus on the tzitzis of the tzitzis, the strings. But the Gemara is focusing on the beged, should be white. Some have the minhag dafkan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to have a talis that's all white. But the oil is on your head, it's elu tefillin, why on your head? Rashi quotes the Gemara we had in Brachos, that the tefillin on your head is Rokia Ami Arki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yarbi Mecca. It's supposed to be revealed. It's supposed to be galui to the Amim. Unlike the tefillin Shel Yad, which is Mechusa. I quoted something. If you remember, Parshas Bahaloscha. If anybody remembers, I quoted this Gemara. What did I quote this Gemara in? There's one word in the Gemara that's significant. The Chavetz Chaim, he put out a sefer, which is, if anybody ever learns, Baruch Hashem, if you did that Yomi before, if you ever learned any Masechta in Kachim, there's a sefer called Asifa Zakenim on Masechta's Kachim, which is a compilation of four of the great Achronim on Kachim. It's the Berachas HaZevach, that's on Kachim, the Panim Iris, the Chok Nasim. Those are four of the Achronim on Kachim, doesn't have so many Rishonim on it. You have to gather it from the rest of the rest of Shas. But the Chavetz Chaim put out this sefer. He put out the sefer of these achronim because he wanted to encourage people. He's very machshiv, learning kachim, and he was trying to get people. He was a kohen. He and Rav Kook, both in their own way, wrote about the significance of learning kachim and devoting time to mesechtos and kachim. And he points out, interesting. There's a Talmud Bavli on Moed and Nashim and Ezekin and Kachim. There's no Bavli on Zoram and Taurus, right, except for Nida, right, and Brachas, because that's a halakha lemaisa. So why is there a Talmud Bavli on Kachim? Zikhara, right? Three of the Siddharim aren't lemaisa, l'chora, right? So Zroim and, right, because the Bavli was written outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's why there's no Talmud Bavli on Zroim. Zroim, there's a Yerushalmi on Zroim. But there is a Talmud Bavli on Kachim. Well, my Shna Kachim from Zoram and Taurus. So now I have reasons. Some say that because by Kachim, there's a special key, and that even by learning it, it's as if you're back with the carbon. But one of the other reasons the Chavetz Chaim points out is that because this, you gotta be ready. The second Mashiach comes, you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. So the Lehi has 12 prakim of Hakdama there to this sefer. So there he quotes the pesukim in Bahaloscha. Vayomer Hashem pisom el Moshe vel Aaron. Hashem came to Moshe and Aaron suddenly to appear. Why pitom? They're actually their quotes because he wanted to show Aaron and Miriam, teach them a lesson that I could appear to Moshe Rabbeinu anytime. He's always got to be ready for me. Pitom. That's the word used in the Torah because you always got to be ready. So says the Chavetz Chaim there. So too with Yeshua of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's pitom. It can come pitom. Could come all of a sudden. And that's why what was the tomorrow by the Shabbos Yeshua to come today. What's going to happen? Oh, I didn't learn Kachim. I'm sorry. I'm a Kohen. And I don't know Hilchas Chatzitza. I don't know the Halachas of the Avodah. You have to know it. It took 5 years for the Levim to learn about the Avodah. From age 25 to 30. And by 5 years, just learning Kachim. So says the Chavetz Chaim, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to think it's going to happen? What about Yisraelim? What do you mean? We're going to have to learn with Hilchas Taurus. Right, so you don't want to be a farmer. Okay, you don't want to be a farmer. What about Hilchas Taurus? You have to know. What happens if a kli breaks on Shabbat? That's even Bizman Hazeb, but there's so many halachas you have to learn. You have to learn Kol Torah Kula. So says the Chavetz Chaim, he quotes our Gemara, because what does our Gemara say? He quotes the mashal of the melech making the suda, and what does it say? When the melech decides to have the suda. The pitom. Bikash melech hazavadav. Pitom. The Gula could come all of a sudden, just like that, and we have to be ready for it. And that's why, in the context here, Chavetz Chaim says you have to learn Seder Kachim, you got to learn everything. Okay, so Daf Yomi is day by day. You go get to it, Bez Hashem. But it's a beautiful. Anybody needs anything to do over Rosh Hashanah, you know, right now we don't sleep in it because not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Those 12 prakim are it's a beautiful piece. If anybody can get a hold of the Asifa Zakenim Akdam, it's also printed. Chavetz Chaim has his own svarim on Kachim called Likutei Halachos. That's the Chavetz Chaim's own svarim on not just Kachim, but also the Agadas of Shas. So that in Akdama there, the same thing is printed. So that's if somebody wants to look at there. Okay, you can go out and buy it today. And along with your Eiruvin svarim, you could go buy the Likutei Halachas or the Asifa Zakenim. Okay, next parak. Last parak in Masechta Shabbos. Parak Misha Hichshech. Here we go. Misha Hichshech Baderech. No Saint Kisa Lanachri. Let's say somebody's walking on the road and it's getting dark. And he's not going to make it to Shabbos, and he has his wallet in his pocket. So what do you do with your wallet? You don't want to carry it, right? So malacha, carrying a dalat amos or rishas arabim. So what do you do? Happens to be a non-Jew near you. No sekisa l'nachri. Give it to the non-Jew, even though that's usually a issa d'rabanan, amir la'akim, which we will see. Ein imo nachri. If one doesn't have a nachri with him, manicho alachamor. You could put it on the donkey, which we'll talk about how to do that. But once you get into the outskirts of the city, you get into the first courtyard, Rashi explains, the first makom hamishtamer, the first place where you can feel safe leaving the wallet. No telas akilam ani telam b'shabbos. So then right away, right when you get into the chatzer, the animal cannot continue carrying this for you. So you have to take the kalim off of the animal and put him down. The she'ein ani telam b'shabbos, and those that are muksa, that you're not allowed to be no tel, let's say, like the wallet. The wallet is probably muksa machmas chesra and kiss. Everything in your wallet is probably chesra and kiss. It's more than a klisha matalisser, right? Your driver's license probably is chesra and kiss. It's everything in there. So what do you do? You're not allowed to directly move it. So matir b'chaval, ha'chaval and basakan of malayim. So just undo the ropes that are holding it, and then memela, everything will fall on the floor because you're not allowed to move the muksa directly. So asks the Gemara, my time was Shavalei Rabbanan Lemesa Kisil Nachri. Why did the Rabbanan allow you to put this your wallet or whatever it is? Why did they give it to the non-Jew? Usually that's an isser of Amir La'akum. So the Gemara answers, Kim Lahu LeRabbanan Ein Adam Adamatz Man Mamono. The Rabbanan knew that a person would not be ma'amid himself on his mamon, meaning he's not going to drop his wallet in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It's not happening. Chazal knew. So Chazal said, we have to give a way out here, because if we don't give a way out, then he's just going to violate the Daraisa. He's just going to keep it in his pocket. So what do they do? Yilo sharis lei asid la suyid al amas rishirabim. Therefore, say the Rabbanan, we'd rather allow him to violate a Darabanan, and we won't be gozer, we won't be mokim our Darabanan in this case, in order to prevent him from violating the dinda araisa. Again, this principle is not very common, but once in a while, Chazal will say, we'll allow you to violate a Darabanan in order so that you don't do a daraisa. How does this scribble that I said about Yifas Torah? So Yifas Torah, I said, is that's where the Torah says it. Where the Torah says, in this case, the only place where the Torah itself gives a heter. Again, there's certain cases, maybe the Torah has higher demands of us than Chazal. But here, in this case, were it not for Chazal, you would be able to do this Torah, that's totally mutter. The Torah never assered giving it to a guy, according to most Mepharshim. Right? According to the Torah, never assered this. Chazal were the ones that made up this isser. So they said, this isser doesn't apply in this case. But really, mitzvah Torah, you know, it's mutter. So Amar Rava, so let's stop there for a minute. So this is a very important Rashi here that's talked about all over. First Rashi on the Gemara. My time is already laid out. Why are you allowed to give it to a guy? V'harehu hu shlucho lisa'enu b'shabes. Right? He's your shliach. Well, we mentioned a number of times in the Masechta, there are three or four Makoros in the Rishonim throughout Shas for the Isra of Amir La'akum. Rover 99% of Rishonim hold this in Issa Drabanan, telling a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos. There are certain Heterim, if they're getting enough also. We had that at the end of one of the previous Prakim, Kufchat Beis. Usually this is Drabanan. That's what we hold. Why is it has to be Drabanan? So the Rambam says, Gzeira. The Rambam says, Gzeira, if you're allowed to do it through a guy, you might have to do it yourself. Right? Very, very Mistavra logic. Rashi here says, Shlucho. He's your Shliach. The guy is your Shliach. Though we usually paskin ain't Shlichus La'akum. Right? We're going to talk about it as on a Tuesday night cheer. It's in Kedushin. We usually paskin that a non-Juk is Mufka from Shlichus. So the Achronim explain Rashi, you have to say, Shlichus Midrabanan. L'chumra. L'chumra, the Sfasemis here explains Rashi that really, Rashi doesn't argue with the Gemara, the ain't Shlichus La'akum, but L'chumra, Midrabanan, Chazal said that he's considered your Shliach. Not L'kula, only L'chumra. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says maybe it's based on Medaber Dover. Your speech on Shabbos is supposed to be different than the speech during Chol. So Dabar Dabar, you're not supposed to ask people to do malachas for you on Shabbos, even if it's mutter for them to do a malacha. So there's a beautiful piece I saw in the Kiddush Yaakov here, and I also saw it quoted from the Avnei Nezer. Why does Rashi have to quote two pshatim? Rashi in Avodah Zarah quotes the Dabar Dabar, that Amir La'akum is a violation of what you're supposed to, right, you're talking on Shabbos. Well, here he quotes Shlichus. So says the Kiddush Yaakov in the Avnei Nezer, a couple hundred years before him. Maybe the difference is because there are some cases that you would only violate one and not the other. What if you tell us, somebody asked me yesterday, what if you ask a non-Jew to do something, you ask him before Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos? I'm going to arrange it before Shabbos. I'm not going to say a word on Shabbos. I'm going to have my cleaning lady, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming, the cleaning lady is going to ask him to do it before Shabbos. I'm not going to say a word on Shabbos. Right? So there's no problem with a daver daver, but there's a problem of shlichus still. Doesn't matter when you set up the shlichus, it's still a problem of shlichus. Mashiach, what happens if you ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos? Then there's no issue of shlichus. Issue of a daver daver. Now I'll talk about it on Shabbos. So Yiman of Shachin, the reason. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about here a Jew before Shabbos. Misha Hichshich. Before Shabbos, you're asking a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos. So that's not a daver daver, because that's all the time. It's shlichus. That's why Rashi goes shlichus here. That's why the Rashi is here. Because here we're talking about a case where you're talking before Shabbos. So there's no violation of a daver daver. Maybe there's no even gzeira, like the Rambam's reason. That's why Rashi has to come up specifically here with the principle of shlichus, because maybe that's the only reason that applies when you're trying to do it before Shabbos. Okay, that's a very nice piece. It doesn't mean Nima Haskama, but that's the piece in the stipler on this Gemara. Amar Rava, third line of the Gemara, Dafka Kiso Mitzialo, when do we apply this heter of giving it to the non-Jew or putting it on your donkey? Only by your wallet. Avo Mitzialo, but if you just find something on the street, like, oh, can you pick that up for me and take it home? That we don't allow, because Chazals, we don't assume that a person has such a connection to that object, you just find it. If you worked for it, then you have, it's your paycheck and it's your wallet. Okay, then we assume that you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. But if it's something you just found, so then we assume assume you got to control yourself. Pshita kiso tzna. The Gemara says, obviously, the Mishnah just says kiso. So ma the tema who I didn't feel the mitzia. I might have thought that it even applies to something that you found. Chadik gani kiso or chadibil sokadani. And it says kiso just no. That's the derech. That's what you have usually. Kamash valon. So that's why we have to learn that it's only kiso. Below armanel dolo asiliyade. When do we exclude mitzia? That's only if you didn't pick it up yet. Aval asiliyade. But once you have it in your hand and you bent down to get it, then it's part of your Nechasim kekisei dami. That is like yours, that you can't be mechalik. Once you picked it up and you akona it, that we can't be mechalik between different things that you own. So that's why it's yours and that's it. Vika da amri boi rava, or some say it's asked as a question. Mitzi haba liyado mahu. If somebody finds something, it already came to his hand, how should you treat it? Kiva de liyasa liyadi kekisei dami. Since it came to your hand, is it like kiss? Is it like yours? O dilma kiva de liyatarach malav kekisei dami. Or do you say, because he wasn't Toreach, it's not like his kiss. Again, the suffix might be, what's the suffix? Do you look at it objectively? Do you look at his nechasim? What is his nechasim? That's it. It's all over. He's allowed to give it to the non-Jew. Or do you say, no, you don't look at the generally. You look at every specific case. He didn't have a malus for this. He found it. He wasn't Toreach for this. Therefore, Chazal said that you're not allowed to do it in this case. Might be, how do you view the Din Rabbanan that they were said you didn't have to do? Teku. So Beis Hashem Eliyahu Navi will tell us what to do. Tishbi Yatarets Kushis Vabayas, as we spoke about a couple of months ago. Why Tishbi? Why not Meku? Mishbi Yatarets? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why Dafka Eliyahu Navi? Not for now. Interesting discussion on in the Rishonim here. The Ramban here says that what happens, it's quoting Shulchan Aruch, what happens, Rechon al-Slan, let's say somebody's at home and he's getting burglarized. Are you allowed to move your muksa items away and hide them underneath a bed or something on Shabbos? Right, let's say you know you have some stuff, you have your candlesticks, and you want to, you know, or whatever, or you know, not a burglar, you know there's going to be a flood, or you know there's whatever, something's going to happen. Are you allowed to take your muksa items and put them away, move them directly? So the Rabban says, Mikan Amru, what do you see from this Gemara? Mikan Amru, Shabi Shabo Listim, Bebeso She'eno Notel Mosmi Pneham Latvinim Elahari Listim, Hari Listim Kidaleka. You're not allowed to. Why? Because the whole issue here is that if it's already in your hand, the Rabban says, people aren't going to throw their wallet out and be mokim, they're gonna keep it with them. But the Rabban says, you don't see from anywhere in this Gemara that if it's not in your hand yet, that you're not going to be able to prevent yourself and you're going to be able to go and have that allowance to go and take your Nechasim and hide it. The Rabban says, the Gemara never says that. But the other Rishonim, the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, right, the grandfather of the Ramban, they all argue with their Rebbe. They say no. They say this Gemara, it's not Bedaf gets in your hands. No, it's your money. So if it's your money, it's your money. You're gonna put out the fire. You're gonna do something. You're gonna do something worse. You're gonna do some malachas. That's why they say that even if to move it directly to prevent something from to prevent an listim to prevent whatever it is that you are allowed to move the money. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Hilchos Shabbos, right? Where is the Shulchan Aruch? If you want to look it up, so it's quoted. It's easy to find. It's where it's supposed to be. Shalom and Beis or something. One of those, look where it is. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But again, in the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Hefsin Merubah will be Mekel. Meaning if your wife's diamond ring is, actually that's not Muksa, but if it's a lot of money, and, you don't want to leave it in a place where it might get taken, that's why you might be able to be Mekel. Yeah.
But the Gemara is Mashir Durabana, Amir Lach. How could they?
Lie? So Muksa is Durabana. The books is Durabana. I mean, again, it's a Chamer Durabana, but it's Durabana. The Rabbana matched it so that you don't do Hutzah Daraisa. Okay. Eini Monachri. So let's say there is no non-Jew in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, put on a Chamer. Time of the Eini Monachri. The reason is because there's no Nachri. Hayeshi Monachri, Nachri Yavle. So it sounds like from the Mishnah that the highest level, if you had your choice, the highest level is to give it to a Nachri and not to give it to your animal. My time, huh? Chamer ata mitzubah shvisaso, Nachri ata mitzubah shvisaso. There is an Isser of shvisas behema. Right? Your animal is not allowed to do work on Shabbos either. Right? Your Kalim, we paskin, we're not mitzubah. We paskin like Beis Hillel. There's no issue of shvisas Kalim. But there is an issue of shvisas behema, and therefore your animal is not allowed to do work. Ata uvincha uvitecha atcha v'maskel uvehemtecha. Right? Your animal. Shvisas behema, and therefore an animal is worse than a non-Jew who you're not mitzubah on his shvisa. You're not allowed to have him do work for you normally, but you're not mitzubah on his shvisa, and therefore it's better to give it to the non-Jew. Chamor v'cherishot v'katan. What about if it's a choice between your donkey or a cherishot v'katan? A cherish is a deaf mute. A shote is somebody who's mentally not competent. V'katan or a minor. So which is better? A chamor manachle. Right, it's better to put it on the chamar and not to any of these people. My time, hani adam, hai lav adam. It's better not to give it to an Adam. Rashi here says because you might come to get confused with other people. If you can give it to a Chersha de Bekata, Nasi Lechlufeg, then it's more, even though both of them are not really doing a malacha, but Asi Lechlufe. What about Cheresh Vishota? The choice is a Cheresh or a Shota. Again, Bizman HaGemara, and Bizman, even after the Gemara, you look in the Rishonim, the Chazal assumes, or at least the size of the times, a Cheresh, a deaf mute, couldn't be educated. They didn't realize, right, it was before, what's her name? Helen Keller. And it was the hundreds of years before her, and they didn't know how to educate. So they assumed that that there was a reflection of that the person was a shota. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim about charashim. What if you figure out that they do have certain levels of das? But in the olden days, they didn't know, so they were very close, the cheresh and the shota. That's why they're always grouped together. Even though nowadays we know there could be a cheresh that could be very smart. I mean, cheresh, a deaf, somebody doesn't speak, doesn't hear, but, you know, we know that they're a very high level of intellect. But at least Bismana Gemara, and afterwards, they were linked together with shota. Cheresh v'shota is a big discussion in Yevamos. Can a cheresh do a yibum? Cheresh v'shota l'shota. So if it's a shota, the cheresh and the shota, you give it to a shota, because a shota, even then, is somebody who's totally, not with it. Shote v'katan l'shote. Also, a shote v'katan, better to give it to a shote. Iboy l'hu, what about the other two? Cheresh v'katan mai. What if the choice is a cheresh, a deaf mute, or a katan? Which is better? Aliba d'Rebbe Lazar d'Otibay l'cha. According to Rebbe Lazar, the Gemara is not bothered. Because according to Rebbe Lazar, the cheresh's actions are significant. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rebbe Yitzchak Omer Mishra Rebbe Eliezer, Truma cheresh, lo teizid l'chu, l'mereshu safek. If a cheresh is ma for Truma for you, so then it's not fully Truma. You have to take off again, because you're not sure what his das was. But it is, does still have the chalos, the status of truma. So if you see a cheresh's actions are significant. So according to Rebbe Elazar, for sure, don't give it to the cheresh, because his actions are significant, give it to the katan. But what about according to the Rabbana? Detran, as it says, the first Mishnah in Trumas. Detran, chamisha lo yitromu, v'intar mo'ed shabas and truma. I know the first Mishnah. There are five people that if they shouldn't be Torim, and if they are, their truma is not truma. There are another five people that if they're Torim, it is b'diavad truma. But these five people are, if they shouldn't be mafra trumas or maestros for you, and if they are, it's nothing. The Elohein, cheresh, shota, katan, vatarim she'enu shalo, and somebody is mafra truma from somebody else's property, without asking, the nachri sh'darma shal Yisrael afila b'shuso, and a nachri who does have farshas truma, even with the rishus of the Jew, ain trumas or truma. So according to that sheet of the Rabbanan, who say that a cheresh and a katan's actions both are insignificant, my. So who should you give it to on Shabbos? L'cheresh yo'avle, the katan asi l'chlal da'as, should you give it to the cheresh, because at least the katan is on his way, he's a bar, he's a gavra that's going to get there, so maybe b'chefza, this gavra is somebody who's going to become asi l'chlal da'as, and therefore you shouldn't give it to him. He's in the world of bar da'as. Or Dilma, l'katan yo'avle, or it's better to give it to the katan, the cheresh asach l'vigoto b'kech, because at least the cheresh is an adult, and there's more xera issues. You give this adult and that adult, you can get confused. So who do you give it to? So igadami l'cheresh yo'avle, igadami l'katan yo'avle. Today is, well, who do you give it to? Ain't shom lo nachri v'lo chamor lo cheresh lo shata lo katan. Let's say you don't have too many choices. There's no nachri, there's no chamor, there's no katan, there's no cheresh, there's no shota. It's you and your wallet on the street. What do you do? There's a way out, but the Chachamim did not want to tell anybody. They didn't want to reveal it. My Oda Cheres Haisa, so what was it? Molicho Pachos Bidalanamas. Walk it less and less by Dalanamas, meaning you take two steps and you stop. You take two steps and you stop. So therefore, we know that a Malacha Daraisa of Hotzah requires a Akira and Hanacha, a starting and a stopping, and it has to carry Dalal Amas and Rosh Hashanah. So if you stop in the middle, within Dalal Amas, then that is not the Malacha. Rav Emden here, in the back of the Gemara, the Yavetz asks, what about the concept of Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah? Right, Chatzis Shir, we know Rav Yochanan Reish Lakash and Lachlokes in Yom Kippur, and we pass in Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah. I'm not allowed to eat, because half a Kazayas is a treif. I'm not allowed to wear a half a kazayas of half a whatever shear of shatness. What about chatzis shear asur min haTorah? Oh, so two answers. Number one, there are some achronim that say the whole concept doesn't apply to melacha Shabbos. It only applies to isuri achila. That's one. Only applies to isuri achila. That's a chacham sheet of the chacham svi. But most say that chacham svi can't be right because at least he had must have had a different understanding of certain mekoros. Because Rashi we had in the Borer sugi is enough ayin dalet as beferish. By Borer there is a concept of chatzis shear asur min haTorah. So you see, it applies to certain malachas. So what do you say here? I pachas pachas dal. You're doing it half a shear. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. He says one way. We've said the other way. He said no. The whole point of chasi shear. What is Rabbi Yochanan Svara? The Gemara says chasi l'starufe. You can't eat a chasi shear because you eat a half a kazayis now. But maybe in a minute you're going to want to eat another half a kazayis. So then it's going to be mitzar if you're going to eat it within 9 minutes. And you're going to violate. So chasi l'starufe. But here every time you stop, it's impossible. It's no chasi l'starufe because your hanach is done. You have to do a akira. Doesn't combine. That's one answer. That's one approach to answer. But we've said in the past a much more fundamental answer, and that is by certain malachas, it's not a chatzi shear, but it's what the Meiri calls a chatzi malacha. Chatzi shear means you did the whole thing, just not the requisite shear. No, some malachas are defined by their shear. And if you don't do the shear, it's not even half. When you walk, the malacha is walking dalet amos. So when you walk half, it's like eating half because I had a treif. No, you didn't do anything until you walked out of Amos. It's chatzi malacha. It's not a chatzi shir. Like you write one letter. You did kosev, but you just didn't do the right amount. No, could be according to some sources that we've seen. You didn't do kosev. The definition of kosev is part of the definition. It's not just a separate requirement. Anyway, so that's either way, either answer, where Yaakov Emden's answer or this answer, explain that there's no problem with chatzi shir. So amaylo rasa chamla galosa. So if it's true that that's a way out, why did Chazal not want to reveal? Let me shim kvod el kim haster dover kvod malachim chaker dover. Because of the pasuk that the kvod shemayim is to keep it quiet. The hakamai kvod el kim ika. So why is it kvod shemayim to keep it quiet? Tom asked lasui dalam sur sarabim. No, because maybe it's very easy to walk dalat amas. Right? Not chazal sarufi. Maybe people won't know how long an ama is. And people will just forget, and they'll walk more. So that's why it's a very dangerous heter, and therefore Chazal didn't want to give the heter of Pachas Pachas B'dalat Amos. Tanya, Reb Elazar Omer Bo Bayom Gachu Sa'ar. Reb Elazar says on that day. What's on that day? Think back to the first parak. First parak, remember Chazal Darshan Yud Ches Dover. There were 18 things that Chazal made 18 takanas in the attic of Hananya Mechizki Ben Gurion. Yeah. Oh, good question. If they don't want to reveal it, why do they reveal it here? So again, this is how many people come to Daf Yomi? You know, only people who are going to be careful. You know, right? Who gets to the 24th parak of Shabbos? You know what I mean? Bnei Torah. That you know, it's a good question, but you have to say that you know it wasn't as famous as the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah was said at one stage. This isn't the Gemara. The Gemara is a little deeper. You gotta scratch the surface a little bit in order to get to this answer. So on the day of the 18 laws, the 18 Zeris, so says Reb Elazar, on that day, Godshu Sa'ah. They made a huge pile of Sa'ah, meaning they gave so many new halachas. Reb Yeshua Omer Boba Yom Machkusa. Reb Yeshua says, on that day, they erased. They were Mochek Sa'ah, meaning, Reb Yeshua says, Rashi explains, they made so many laws that it was Yasas Charbev Sedo. Meaning a lot of people didn't do the real Ikari Dinim anymore because it was so much, right, the Fasta Meruba, Lo Tafasta. If you try to grab on more than you can chew, then you lose everything. So therefore, Rabbi Shua was upset about how much they did that day, so many laws, because he felt that it was too much and they weren't keeping the real Dinim anymore because there were too many Dinim Drabanim. Tanya, and the Gemara says, Moshe Drabalaz and Madav Adome, according to Balazar, who said it was beautiful, these laws. What's it like? Lakuba Malek, you shouldn't be Tiluin, unless you have a barrel full of gourds and melons. You put in a few mustard seeds, which are machzik, which help keep the kishun and diluin fresh. And that's exactly, if you think about it, those are dinim drabanan. You have a barrel of dinim daraisa, you scatter in the dinim drabanan in order to be machzik the dinim daraisa. What about Rabbi Shua? He's upset about it. La areva malei advash. You have a whole areva, a pot full of honey. You put in some fruit into the honey, and all of a sudden, the person can't eat everything all at once. He's gonna vomit out the honey in order to get to the rimonim vegozim. But you see, you know that one is gonna take the place of the other, and that's why he's upset about how many halachas there were. Period. Omar Mar. Back to the din of the Mishnah. Right, if there was no non-Jew, you put it on the animal. I asked the Gemara, Bahamah Machamer. There's halacha Machamer. Rahman Alamar Lo Sasako Malacha. Machamer is an Isser, is a major discussion in the post-games, the Rabbanan, the Araisa. We discussed it a little bit at the beginning of Perek Bameh Behema. Bameh Behema Yotza. We discussed Machamer a little bit there. So says the Gemara, Bahamah Machamer. Rashi here quotes, there's an Isser on Shabbos to be Manhig Chamer Tzuna. For a man to lead and to walk with an animal, with a laden animal on Shabbos. That's the halacha of Mechamer. It's included in Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. This is separate from the Isser of Shvisas Behemto. Shvisas Behemto means your animal's not allowed to do work for you. Right? That's without your being there. Mechamer is when you and your animal are doing work together. So it says, what about Mechamer? Why are you allowed to do it? So Amar Vada Barava. And the Rishonim discuss, why doesn't the Gemara ask about Shvisas Behemto? Why Dafka Mechamer? Because so the Rishonim say no, because mechaber includes even not your animal, even somebody else's animal. She says behemto is only if your animal. But the Gemara is asking the Mishnah, maybe talking about your friend's animal, but still it's also because of mechaber. So Gemara says Amar Rabbi Barava Manicholak Shima Aleches. No, you gave it to your chamar. Your chamar is walking, and you put it on the chamar as it's walking. So therefore, there was never an akira. The animal that never did an akira. That's why it's not usher. Well, you have to kaima lahashem and lahado galalim. I is going to stop for a couple minutes to go to the bathroom. It's always going to stop the ikki akira b'hanacha, and then once it starts again, it's going to do an akira, and then when it stops, it's going to do a hanacha. The Gemara answers, "Kshi malaches manicha lav." No, when it's walking, you take it, you put it on. Kshi omedes, when it stops to go to the bathroom, no claim at it. Then you take it off, so it never has an akira. So either way, you save it from doing an akira and a hanacha. Ihacha yafilu chavir nami. So then even, so what do you need the animal for? So do even your friend, give it to your friend while your friend's walking, and then when your friend stops, take it from him. So one person will never do an akira and a hanacha. So Amar Papa, no, that doesn't work. Anybody who, if they would do the entire action, start to finish, would be chayiv mida oraisa, like a person involved. So then, bechaveir padr avalasa, that even doing it through a friend would still be asur drabanan, and that's why you can't do it with your friend. But anything that if you would do the whole action, it would still only be asur midrabanan, which is the action done with an animal. So then, bechamora mutar lachadchila. That's why it's mutter in this case to do it with the animal and not with the friend. Let's say you have your chavila on your shoulder, right? You have a bundle on your shoulder, and there's no other choice. So what do? The Gemara says, you run until you get home. And in that way, let's say there's no other place to put your wallet, whatever it is, you run until you get home. Dafka ruts. You have to run. Avakali kali lo. You can't just walk slowly. My time, akiva delesle hakeira asilu mevet akira v'anacha. If you just stop walking, then you might not remember and you might stop. And that's bad. You can't stop because then that's a hanacha. But if you run, you'll realize that it's Shabbos and you'll remember not to stop. But the Gemara says 1 second. So, but it ends up. Kimatul beisei, iefshad lo kai purta v'kaya ma'ayel mishas around mishas yachid. When you get home, you're going to stop. So you're going to have an akira from wherever you came from and a hanacha in your house. The Gemara says, "Zarkli kalachar yad." No, when you get home, you're going to throw it kalachar yad on the floor, and therefore you're going to have the hanacha b'shinui, and therefore it's not going to be a daraisa. This is a very complicated sugya. What are you supposed to do if you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which we don't have too many Rosh Hashanah Rabbim daraisa today? But even if you're in a Carmelist, you're somewhere where you have you feel something on you, and there's no eruv, and you don't know what to do. So obviously, the best thing to do is to keep. Don't stop. Don't stop. The best thing to do is to right away, within the next dalamas, shake it out like upside down from your pocket. But let's say it's your wallet. Let's say it's something that you don't want to lose. So then, if you look, we don't have time to do it right now, but you can look in Rav Ribiat. He has a big discussion of it on page 1340 and afterwards. He just has three ha'aras, and then he says exactly what to do. Number one, don't stop. Don't stop, because right when you stop, you're finished. Because that's a hanacha. That's a hanacha, and then you've done an akira hanacha. Don't stop. A. B. Keep walking, but go in circles. Go back and forth within Dalai Lama's to give yourself a few seconds to figure out what you're going to do. Because if you don't, you can't stop. And if you walk within Dalai Lama's, so then you're not doing anything yet. So within about 6 feet, just keep walking back and forth in a circle in order to give yourself a few seconds to think. And number three, you got to figure out, the mitzvahs. Are you in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Are you in a Carmelist? But that's what to do. And then if we ever see each other walking around in a circle in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, on Shabbos, we'll know that we're stuck and you gotta go ask a Rav what to do. But either way, it's complicated halachas, but that's why it says in Baal Malikin, that's what we say every Friday night, that you're supposed to check your pockets before Shabbos to make sure there is nothing there's nothing in them. Forget, even if there is an Erev, you don't want Dvar Muksim in your pocket. That's something different. But either way, that's that. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow, the discussion of, not tomorrow's daf, which we're doing today, Beit Hashem, at 5:30. Okay, so tomorrow's daf we're doing early. Thursday's daf we're doing a little late. Thursday on Tzom Gedalia, Beit Hashem, the shiur for the last daf in Shabbos and the first daf in Erevin are going to be together Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Motzoi Tzom Gedalia. Because Friday is the long slichas, and Thursday's the long slichas, so we'll do it at night. So Thursday night after the breakfast, 9 o'clock is the last stop in Shabbos and the first stop in Erevin. And today's shiur was L'zeicha Nishmas Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov.